Dear Zanny, number 17, 16 March 2008. Good morning, everyone. You are listening to the Dear Zanny Show, and I am your host, Zanny. This is the first ever relationship style suggestion podcast. And as many of my listeners may know, I am a family therapist. And so naturally, my work comes into the format of this show. But here's the disclaimer. Just be mindful that anything I offer is never intended to substitute actual face-to-face therapy. This is just a format to get questions answered that so many of us have. So let's get started. You know what? I checked my Gmail email and I found an old email that somebody had sent to me. I very seldom check that email address. And so here I found this email, and let me just go ahead and read it to you, and here it goes. It says, "Dear Zanny, I find myself in what seems to me a classic pursuer-distancer marriage. My wife has the idea that we need space and time to reconnect. Her idea is for us to live separated and date again and reconnect what once was. I have no choice outside of divorcing her and moving but to go along with this, but I find myself still needing more from her than what she is giving, and I chase her. What advice do you have? Lainey." And he said, I am the husband, and I know the name can be confusing. Bless you, Lainey. Okay, so I did a show before on cat and mouse dynamics in relationships, and the very classic pursuer-distancer relationship. And that means one person in the relationship does the chasing and the other one does the distancing. It can happen in marriages, it can happen in friendships, it can happen in really in any type of relationship dynamic, you can see this. So, Lainey, let me just get right to your question. You know, you said in your last sentence, "But I find myself needing more from her than what she is giving, and I chase her." Yeah, that is what happens when one person distances themselves, the other person, it increases their chasing behavior. How normal is that? My question to you, Lainey, is what do you need from her? What is it that you want her to fulfill? Because it sounds like she's interested in a relationship with you, because as you said, she still wants to reconnect with you. So that's a positive thing, that she's interested in reconnecting. But her needing distance from you, to me, suggests that you are asking her to fulfill something emotionally for you, that really the job, the burden of responsibility, my friend, is squarely on your shoulders. And I mean this with the utmost respect and tenderness. Wouldn't it be nice if we could all ask others to do our work for us? Oh my, wouldn't I just love that? And that's part of so many times why I see clients in therapy. Because sometimes we're still blaming other people for our life situation, or we have a very unrealistic expectation for people to fill us up. No one else can fill us up. You know, there's a line in the movie, it's a famous line right now, and it was with Tom Cruise, and I can't remember the actress, and I can't remember the name of the movie, sorry. It's only 6:30 here in Atlanta. It's oh dark, and it's morning, and I haven't had my third cup of coffee yet. But in the name of the sentence in the movie, I think Tom Cruise looks at his partner and he says, "You complete me." And when I heard that, I just thought, oh, it just perpetuates the myth that someone else out there is doing our work for us, or that they even can. Let me tell you, you can't give somebody that kind of power to complete you. Only you can complete you. And that is part of the maturing process emotionally and really of growing up. Now, of course, as children, we expect our parents to complete us. We expect others to meet our needs for us. That's a normal and healthy and rightful place emotionally to be. But with proper nurturing, we're supposed to transition out of that and then become self-reliant on our emotional fulfillment. So, Lainey, expecting your wife to fulfill you in some way that sounds pretty big it is unfair. And what I suspect is she is withdrawing emotionally from you because she can't do it. Maybe it feels too big for her. Maybe the burden feels too significant and she knows there's no way she can do that. So, what needs are you asking her to fulfill for you? Because, Lainey, you need to fill them in yourself. I really suggest that you get some brief counseling and hash it out of what is it you're needing from her. It's really hard, and we look at others and we think, oh, but they're going to be the ones who correct all of my woundings and all of the things that have gone wrong in my life. They're finally it. I have finally met the person who can do this for me. It's a myth. I wish it were true. But when you get to a healthy place emotionally, you will not find the impulse, because it becomes an impulse, doesn't it? It becomes almost an obsession to chase her. And what I suspect is when you can get in a healthier state emotionally, Lainey, your wife may actually find you very, very attractive and enticing again, and the tables may turn, and she may do the chasing. So, Lainey, please email me back and let me know how it works for you. Thank you so much for emailing me, and hey, I love to get your voicemails. Please call me at 678-884-0524 and let me know what your questions are, or you can always just email me at zanny@dearzanny.com. Let me know what you think of this show. Let me hear from you. Please put your location on the Frapper map. So I'm just getting back into doing this, and 2008 is the year that this is just going to really take off. I can just feel it. So love to hear your questions. Again, thank you for joining me today. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon. Bye for now. Hey everyone, I do two other podcasts. One is the DivaCast at thedivacast.com, and that is a very fun show, and the other one is Insight Works. So please check them out. As always, thanks for listening. Call me, 678-884-0524, and hey, blog me, okay? Let's get this party started. Have a great day. Bye for now. Ooh, that'll wake me up.